stuff, not just physical things, but spiritual things as well, and mainly spiritual things, because really, when it comes down to it, the most important thing you can have in life is knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have that, you have the best foundation that there is for the rest of your days upon this earth. And when we leave this world and go home to be with Him, we'll have an eternity to thank Him for all that He has done. In the book of Luke, in the 15th chapter tonight, we ask that you pray for us for a few minutes of time. The Lord laid this thought upon my heart. So we've often mentioned these scriptures in preaching through the years, but tonight we want to go there. 15th chapter of the book of Luke, often referred to as the lost chapter. The lost chapter. And I'll explain myself in just a moment. But 15th chapter, book of Luke, let's go down and start reading at verse 3. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. And stop reading there. And I referred to this as the lost chapter. Here we read about the lost sheep. In the next part, it talks about the lost coin, the woman that had to light the candle and sweep the floors until she found that valuable coin that was lost. And then down in verse 11, it talks about the prodigal son, how that the father had a son. And if you'll have it, he lost his son. But I believe he kept praying for him, don't you? And looking for him to come home. And that son that was lost came back and to the father. And the father and all of his household rejoiced. Tonight we want to look at this sheep that went astray. Every one of us was that sheep. Every one of us that is saved, we was the one that went astray. We was the one that, even though the shepherd, the good shepherd, the Lord, our Savior, He is the good shepherd that the Bible speaks about. And He said that the good shepherd would lay down His life for His sheep. As Sister Lisa testified, aren't you thankful that He was willing to lay down His life, that we could have life and have it more abundantly than we could ever dream of? How many of you has got a good life on this side of the river? How many of you know on the other side it gets even better? Because we'll lay down all the sin and all the things that prevent us from worshiping Him in a way that we want to on this side of the river. But he said that this man would have 100 sheep. He believed he lost one of them. He would leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which was lost until he found it. In the book of Luke, it tells us in that version of the story. But back in the book of Matthew, it says that he would leave the one that had gone astray. He doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray. Every one of us has been astray from God. Every one of us today has been in a place where we was lost and didn't even realize we were lost. The Bible says that the sheep are more vulnerable when they're away from the shepherd to the wolves and to the lions and to all kinds of predators that would come against them and destroy them, would devour them, and that they would lose their life because they did not realize they were lost. But the shepherd knew that there was one missing. God knows about you, and He knew about me. He knew about us that had gone astray and didn't even know that we were lost. That's why we have to have messages like this morning, because the only way we can know that we're lost is by the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ to convict us of our sins and reveal to us that we are lost. The Bible says that he would go and he would look for it until he found it. I want to preach to you tonight. God doesn't have to look for us. He knows where we're at. But what happens is that we have to realize that we are lost. Sometimes it takes the hearing of the enemy. You know, if a sheep was out there in the mountains, and where all the animals that are there that would devour them and destroy them, if they would hear the cry or the sound of that animal, they'd realize that they had gone too far. They had gone to a place where now their life was in jeopardy. Every one of us, as God's sheep, we've all gone astray. Every one of us was away from God and didn't even realize we were lost. I remember sitting in church and thinking, how do my mom and dad know, and these others know, that this is real? How do they know that what the preacher is preaching about and what the singers are singing about, how do they know that it's real? But the Bible says that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. You know how they knew? Because it was the same voice that they heard in the midst of a service, that they heard crying in the wilderness or in the mountains, calling for them. You see, God calls for us, not that he don't know where we're at, but that to show us that we don't know where we're at. We're out there and we're lost, as lost can be. How many of you thought you was in pretty good shape before you got saved? We thought we was doing all right. There was nothing wrong. We didn't fear death. But once I heard the master call, there was a new fear that came in my heart. Brother Ron, what would happen if I died before I got saved by the grace of God? And it was revealed to me that I would die and go to hell for all eternity. And that's what that greatest fear I've ever had, was knowing that if I didn't get saved, I would go to hell for eternity. But tonight, I'm thankful that he left the 99. He left the whole flock just to come looking for you and for me. Every one of us is valuable in the eyes of God. He said, I didn't come to call sinners or righteous people unto salvation, but I called sinners unto salvation. He called every one of us. How many of you remember when you was lost, hearing the voice of the good shepherd echo through the midst of the church? That you would hear him as he spoke to the sheep, and you would see them respond. Today, God, we know his voice, do we not? How many of you know when God speaks that you could just feel the peace that comes in? That even though your life may be turned upside down, you may be going through valleys and trouble right now, but if you could just hear the voice of the Lord, the peace that it would bring upon your situation. I asked Boyd tonight, I said, are you afraid about going into surgery? He said, I have no fear at all. You know, that gave me peace, that he had no fear. I don't know if he's saved or not. That's between him and God. But when I hear him say there's no fear that going into surgery, it gives me a peace about him going through this procedure. But you know, when God speaks, no matter, and some of you are going through terrible things. You're going through things in your life that you thought you would never experience in forever. You thought it may happen to others, but I don't think it'll happen to me. Then you feel, you see the reality set in. How many of you have been awakened to reality that you never thought would come to your household? Amen? And you think, God, how could this happen to me? But then the Lord whispers sweet peace to your heart when you heard his voice. There is nothing that calms me down like hearing the voice of the master speak to my heart and my soul. One day I was out there, lost and undone. I was amongst the world, and you know, the devil today, he has many devices to devour you and I along the journey. That's why we need to stay close to God. As long as we are close to the shepherd, he will protect us and guard us and guide us in the right paths. But when we get away from God, how many of you have been away from God since you've been saved? Amen? And we get out there and we think that we'll just wander off a little bit. And then we look around and where are we at? We're out there all by ourselves, and we hear the voice of the enemy that's coming against us. But just in the nick of time, here we hear the voice of the shepherd echoing through the valley. Maybe down there in the wilderness, or maybe echoing through the mountainside that's coming. And we rejoice because we know it's our master. He's come to get us. And when he gets us, you know, what he ought to do is just wear us out. Amen? Because we ought to know better to drift away from the Lord. But when he finds us, what he does is he lays us upon his shoulder and carries us back to the sheepfold. And when we get there, there's some rejoicing that takes place. There ought to be rejoicing in the house of God. Amen? We ought not be all dried up and sophisticated and try to maintain our composure. But we ought to let God control our life. And when we get to the house of the Lord, we've been quiet way too long. Everybody say amen. 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 See, it don't hurt to say that, does it? What you're saying is, that's right, preach the truth tonight. Because when we hear his voice, it brings such peace to us. And I worry about these, Jack, that are going through procedures and surgery and all the things of life that's coming against them. And some of you may even think that you don't know everything about me. That's everything that's going on in my life. I don't know everything about you in your life. But I know this. There is nothing that comes against us that our God cannot take care of. Amen? He's got it all under control. How many of you feel like tonight you've lost control of your life? You've lost control of the situation. I never thought that my family would be in the condition that they're in today. And I love my kids and I love my family, but I never thought we would be in the condition that we are in this day and time. Divorce has hit our family. Anybody else? I've got family that is addicted to drugs and alcohol. Anybody else got some of them in your home today? And you say, I don't want to confess because then everybody will think different of me. Well, today, I am not accountable for them. I'm accountable for me. They have to be accountable for themselves. And we all have different things that's going on in our lives. But aren't you glad that we got a good shepherd today? That when we get down and out, you know what happens when you get down and out? You get despondent. You get off to yourself and you get quiet and you begin not to keep up with the rest of the sheepfold. And you find yourself away from God. You know, that's what many people do when burdens come along. They quit going to church. Folks, when trouble comes along, you better get in church. Because that's your only hope today, is in the house of God. When you can call upon the Master who controls everything in the universe. He's able to speak to us. And Sharon said it here a few weeks ago. And I may not recite it exactly. But no matter how heavy the burden is, no matter what you're going through, if you can just feel the presence of God, it's like everything else will take care of itself. Because God loves us, and he don't want to see us downtrodden. He don't want to see us out there in the wilderness or up in the mountains. He wants us to stay close to him. That's why I love a church that is close. We're close and we try to protect one another, but I cannot protect you at all times. But thank God I've got a good shepherd today. He knows everything about you. Sarah, when you're off gallivanting around the country, he knows where you're at. He's watching over you. When Debbie and Glenn and Jack and I can't, God is big enough to watch over us and take care of us. And I'll put Lee in that situation also. Because she's been everywhere. And I love her today, and she knows that. But we've missed her. We've got other sheep. And as a shepherd, under shepherd, I worry about those that are not here. I worry about those that got in church and then all of a sudden they quit coming. Because you see, they tasted the goodness for a little while and then the devil drew them away. Mike, tonight is upon my heart. Because they moved and I was afraid when they moved that it would stop them from coming to church because they moved even further south than where I live. And you know, sometimes that's a hindrance. Folks, let me tell you, I would drive an hour to be at a church where I could feel the presence of God. Amen? And Lisa, I appreciate your testimony tonight. If I could not feel the presence of the Lord, I would look until I could find a church where I could feel the presence of the Lord. I need to know that the shepherd is watching over me. And if I can't feel it in a presence in where the church where I'm going, I'm going to find one where I can feel the presence of the Lord. His Lord, our Lord, that we could feel Him. The shepherd watches over every one of us. And he loves us today. The Bible says that the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He died for us. He was our shepherd, yet he died. You know, the scripture gives us reference to that a hireling, when the enemy comes along, when trouble comes along, a hireling will just run away from it and leave the sheep to be devoured. But not God. Hallelujah. He's never left me one time. Every time I've needed Him, He's always there. Hallelujah. Every time I thought the enemy was closing in and I was about to be devoured, I heard a sweet voice calling from a distance. How many of you know the sound of the Lord when He calls to your heart and your life? When He calls, you know that everything is going to be all right because it's God speaking to you today. No matter if the wolves are all around you, they've got you cornered, they've got you surrounded, but here comes the good shepherd. He's got his staff and his hand, and he is ready to fight tooth and nail to protect his sheep today. And he did that for us. Jesus died on the cross so that we could have the best life that there is in this world and in the world to come. The good shepherd, he loves you today. He loves every one of his sheep. And I'll go even further. He said, I've got other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. Brother Ray, there's coming a day when all the sheep are going to come together. All of them from the four winds of the earth. I don't want to preach on churches today. I don't want to preach on doctrines. But let me tell you, the Bible says you must be born again. Amen. If you're born again, we're going to the same heaven. Amen. If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by old time Holy Ghost sent conviction and you got up and went to the altar and asked God to save you, we're all going to the same heaven. And that's why I say we better learn how to get along down here. Because I don't know what you're going to do with me when you got to spend eternity with me. Amen. Oh, I like to view it like this. The Bible says that we'll be known as we are known. I don't know how all it's going to work out. And if anybody tells you they do, don't believe them. Because as plain as this book is full of mystery. Amen? He told John, he told Daniel, quit writing. Lay the pen down. That's enough. He said, Jesus said, as I said in Wednesday night's message, He said to us, I have more to give you, but you're not able to bear it. We don't know what it's all going to be like, but I know enough that makes me want to go, don't you? I'm glad that I am one of His sheep. I'd like to be able to stand here and tell you that I've always stayed close to the sheepfold. But there's been times, I believe we've all wandered off, Brother Eli. We've wandered off, not knowing what kind of danger we was going to get into. But when we found out, you ever been out somewhere and got lost and didn't know where you was at? Men, you could say amen. Men usually don't want to say that they've ever been in a place where they was lost. You testified to that this morning. But we've all been in a position where we don't know how we got so far away, how we got so lost. But then when we called upon the Lord, you see, like we know His voice, He knows our voice. Every one of you said amen just a few minutes ago. Or you were supposed to. God knew your voice. He knows you. Not only do we know His voice, how many of you know the voice of God when He speaks to you? And you know when the devil speaks to you. He comes as an imposter. He tries to disguise his voice. We had a birthday party for Gavin yesterday. And I told him I was about to leave, and I said, I'll be back. And he said, say it again. I said, I'll be back. And then he started doing it. I said, do you think I'm Mufasa? Now, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you don't, but he loves Lion King. What he tried to do was imitate my voice. That's what the devil does. He imitates God's voice. And we have to be careful, because we may be in trouble and the devil answer our call. You say, how do I know the difference? By the direction that you're given. If the direction doesn't match up with this, it's the devil. If it matches up with this and it's good, it's God. Because God has never done anything but good for His people. Amen? Tonight we have a good shepherd that watches over us. And you say, well, I thought Wednesday night you said we had angels watching over us. We do. We've not only got a good shepherd, but we've got angels watching over us. He gives them charge. He gives them direction. And every once in a while when we get flying a little too high, He puts some boundaries up to curtail us and bring us back. I'm glad God didn't just save us and set us out there and say, now you're saved. But He watches over us as a mother hen does her chicks. And when a storm comes, you know what she does? She gathers them up under her wings. You know what that's symbolic of? The church. And church, we need to get our wings around a lot of our folks today. Sister Shirley. Brother, I wish I could call him brother, I'm not sure, but Boyd. Not just them, but also we need to get them around Charlie and Kim. Kathy, suffering with great pain because of the cancer. I cannot alleviate the pain that he's going through, but I know a man that can. I know a man, if he really wants to be baptized, I know a man that can make it happen. You're not looking at him, but you're hearing about him. It's God. God can make it happen. How many of you believe God can make the impossible possible? And He says not just that, but He can make those things that aren't seen as if they were. Oh, that's deep. Some of us today say we can't do it because we don't see it. God says, let me be the eyes. Some of us say, Lord, why are you leading us down this path? He says, I'm the shepherd. You're the sheep. Just take my direction and you'll be safe. But we think we know more than God. Sometimes, as Granny used to say, sometimes we get too big for our own britches. We think we know what's better for us than God does. Let me tell you what you better do. Lloyd, they better be still and wait on God. Wait on God. You know, some of us, we like to run ahead. Some like to tag behind. You better stay with the flock. You get ahead of God, you're on your own. You get behind too far, you're on your own. And you say, but God watches over me. Yes, but He lets us choose our journey. God never makes anybody follow Him. He says, you follow. I am the shepherd. I'll lead you in paths to where you can find food, grass to eat upon, where you can find water. You see, tonight, God knows what we need. And as we close tonight, I want us to know that no matter where you're at, God knows where you're at. God knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. Some of you tonight, right now, have got a circumstance or a need upon your mind and your heart. And you're thinking, how does Roger know this? Because God laid it upon my heart. You see, I don't know what it is, but you do. The Good Shepherd. Has anybody else felt Him as He goes around the room? As He circles around the room and He comes to where you're at. You think nobody knows about my situation. There is nothing that is hidden from God. He knows if you're lost or saved. He knows if you're in a position tonight to where you've come to the knowledge that you need to be saved, but you've never called upon God. You say, but I don't know what people might say. It doesn't matter what people say. You need to get right with God. And you don't need to wait until tomorrow or next weekend to get right. When God is calling, you better answer that call. Because He may not send that call. And you'll be out there and crying for God to call. We have no promise of another opportunity. But how many of us are thankful God came by more than once to our heart and life and knocked upon our heart's door and gave us this blessed opportunity? Tonight, while we get a song of invitation, Sharon's busy. Beck, if you'll play, and Rob, get us a song. I want you tonight that need to pray. And I mean, you know you need to pray. I'm just not preaching this to make it sound good. I believe you know that you need to pray. You've thought about this. You know, and people say, well, when did they think about it? You know when I thought most about my soul's condition? Was when I was laying upon my bed at night. And I was scared. I was afraid that I would die and go to hell. And I made a deal with the Lord that if He would let me make it back to the next service, I would step forward and be saved. But you know, even in that service, the devil tried to give me even more reasons why I shouldn't go. But finally, I found enough faith that I just took that first step. And when I took that first step, I felt the burden lift. I'd answered the call of the Good Shepherd. And church, I didn't come to Him. He came to me. Because I don't remember the rest of this journey down to the altar. But I know this. He walked every step with me. And when I bowed down and asked Him to save me, He was faithful to His word. And He saved my dying soul. Tonight, you may be lost. You need to be saved. Church member, this altar is here for us to use. When our burdens of life get so heavy that we're no good for ourselves or anybody else, what we need to do, instead of trying to be strong and say, I can handle it, we need to bring it to God and say, Lord, help me. Because you see, help is only a cry away. And when He hears that cry, He leaves the 99. And you say, Roger, that's talking about lost people. I believe it's also talking about God's people. Can I get an amen anywhere? because he said he left the sheepfold, one that had gone astray. We've been there. You might be there tonight. You know you've been saved, but you just have not felt the Lord like you want to. Then I ask you to come. While we stand there, Rob sings a verse of a song. I ask you tonight, follow your heart, because your heart's telling you what you need to do. Bring it to the Lord. Ask God to help you in this hour. He is the good shepherd. He loves you today. And he wants to make it all right in your heart and your life. Why don't you take that step tonight? Young man or woman, mom or dad, take that step and trust the Lord. Will you be saved? Do you know that you're saved? Sing another verse, folks. Rob, there's folks that need to take a step out tonight. The Lord has spoke to you. You need to come and get right with God. You get right with God and everything will be right. But as long as you stay where you're at, it's going to be the same story over and over again. Come tonight. Why not tonight? Will thou be saved? Brother Eli's coming. I know he's bringing a big burden to the Lord. Sing on, Rob. Don't stop now. Anybody else want to bring your burden to the Lord and ask God for the help, the direction that you need in this hour? We invite you to come. The Lord invites you to come. But it's your choice. Call now, it's up to you. Will thou be saved? While Brother Eli is praying and they pause for just a minute, let me just ask you a quick question. Are you satisfied with your relationship with God? Do you know that you're where you ought to be with God? If you can't answer that question in a positive answer, then tonight is a night for you to get right with God and get your heart to where you feel at home in the church. You feel at home at a house. You know, some kids today think that mom and dad's against them because we just can't allow them to do everything that the world is doing. We're not against you. We're trying to protect you and keep you away from the wiles of the devil, because we know what the devil's capable of doing. But you tonight that are away from God, you might be a grown adult and you say, well, I would go, but what would everybody think about me? Folks, it's time you quit worrying about what everybody thinks about you and start worrying about what God knows about you. Because you see, nothing is hidden from God. He knows everything about your life. And he knows right now at this hour that you are trying to find a reason not to put your whole trust into his hands. Can we have one verse of Just As I Am? Church, while you pray, folks need to move tonight. This is your time. This is the best opportunity that you'll ever have in your life, is to get right with God. God's offering you something that school or job can't, because he's offering you a future that is bright. Would you make that step right now while they sing?
Thank you.
to the altar. Yes. Come. Come. Tonight, God's spoke to your heart, and you think, well, I know I need to move, but look at what I'd have to give up. Look at the things that I would have to stop doing or participating in. The devil will tell you all kinds of lies. Did you know that people are going to make fun of you whether you're saved or you're lost? Right? When I was growing up, they made fun of us because we was poor. We couldn't wear the clothes, brother and sisters, that they wore. And they make fun of us for it. Some of ours had holes in them. We wore the discount shoes instead of the name brands. And oftentimes we'd have to wear the same three or four outfits. Mom would just keep washing them. And then we get older and God blesses us and we can wear the shoes and we can wear the pants and we can wear the shirts that everybody else is wearing. And then they make fun of the way you talk or the way you act. Or they make fun of you because you don't have the job that they have. And they look down on you. Then you get older in life and people make fun of you because of all your failures that you've made along the journey. You say, that's really depressing, Roger. There's always going to be people that's going to make fun of you. Always. But you know what you have to do in your heart? You have to say, if they make fun of me because I am a born-again child of God, then they'll just have to laugh. They'll have to mock me. Because I'm not giving it up. In fact, I couldn't give it up if I wanted to. See, God put, save me, and he put a hedge round about it that the devil nor man can get in and tear down. And he'll do the same for you tonight. While we talk with these, you come while they sing another verse. Would you do that? Just follow your heart. Anybody else raise your hand?
God bless you. We all do.
We all do. And in fact, I don't know if there's one of us today that can say we don't need healing.
we don't know what the devil's bringing against us, even at this hour. But we know this, that no matter what comes our way, we serve a God that's able to see us through it. Amen? So, in the book of James, in the 5th chapter, he says it like this. If there are any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. And let them lay hands upon you and anoint you for the healing that we stand in need of. And that, I paraphrase that scripture tonight. And you say, Roger, can you really, do we really have that power? We have that power in the name of Jesus. Some might say,
do you have a bottle of oil behind the pulpit there that we can bring out? No,
but I know an oil that's more powerful than anything we could put in a bottle.
That's right.
And you know what that is? It's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Jim, you've experienced it.
Yeah.
Others that have experienced it.
Yeah.
You know what God can do. So I'm going to ask, Barb, you come up front. Odd, you come on. Brother Lloyd's up here, and I want everybody to just come in. We're going to close with this big altar of prayer. And we're going to gather around each, and we're going to pray that God would send the healing that they have need of. Brother Lloyd's scheduled for surgery on August the 5th. And I'm not asking God to cancel the surgery. He could. But I'm asking him that when the surgeon makes the incision, let him find the root cause and take care of it, and then when he closes it up, that God will send the healing to his body. And I'm praying for these others. And tonight, praying for one another. Because I know that many of us need that same touch upon our life. So come on, everybody come in.